You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This week, more than a dozen law enforcement agencies across Dane County are adding extra patrols because in recent years, more kids are getting hurt when they're going to or from school. WKOW reports so far this year, 8 children have been hurt on their way to or from class. Now, 13 law enforcement agencies are banding together this week to increase safety for students, according to the outlet. In 2022, 4 children in Dane County were hurt going to or from school. By 2024, that number was up to 15. Local police departments are also distributing slow down signs that they'll put in school zones. Soon, the race for governor will continue to get more crowded. One candidate is trying to make sure their appeal isn't limited to Milwaukee. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley appeared on the Todd Alba Show, which airs statewide on the Civic Media Network. As he runs for governor, Crawley talks about his experiences outside the big city.
I've been introduced to rural areas as a kid. My father taking me to La Crosse and taking me all over the state, whether we're going fishing or going duck hunting.
While he's been running Milwaukee County recently, Crawley reminded people that he's got Madison experience and praised the current governor.
No, Governor Evers, he has been a great leader. He has led with a steady, calm strength here in the state of Wisconsin, leading us through the pandemic, helping to protect our democracy and protect, quite frankly, our working families from a lot of harm. You know, I spent 7 years in the state capitol, so I know how Madison works. And I've also gotten things done with a Republican-controlled legislature.
Crawley got the endorsement of someone some thought he would have to run against, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. So far, Crawley, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and businessman Bill Berrien have all announced runs for Wisconsin governor next year.
Enrollment has dropped slightly in the UW system, and leaders say it's at least partially because there are far fewer international students. System officials released preliminary enrollment numbers, and there are 164,000 students statewide. That's a slight drop. There are about 100 fewer students this year than last year. UW leaders did not release data on international students, but they did reference one projection that estimates American universities could have a 15% decrease in international student enrollment. The trends at UW-Madison mirror those of the rest of the system. There are slightly fewer Badgers this year. 8 of the 13 universities in the system had more students than last year. And lawmakers are trying to make sure more Wisconsinites get Packers games on cable. Lisa Hale reports.
A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause close to the hearts of Wisconsinites. The Green Bay Packers. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
Now, Senator Baldwin has introduced this act at least twice since 2018, and it hasn't gone anywhere before. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 30. 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys, that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. You know you were involved in a pretty challenging marriage when just discussing it causes you to break down in tears. Just ask my wife. Thanks, I'm here all week. Such is the case for Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen. In the new documentary, AKA Charlie Sheen, Richards pulls no punches when she is on camera discussing her tumultuous time with Sheen. She says their marriage went south after the success of 2 and a Half Men, claiming that the pressure really got to her then-husband. Richards says she would bring up Charlie's substance abuse to members of his team and specifically his sponsor, but to protect him, his posse would blame her hormones or claim she had postpartum depression. Richards says she kept it together for the sake of their daughters, but says if she wasn't a very strong person, she would have gone down a very dark road. Given all the recent information regarding Sheen's new doc and book, I can't imagine a darker road for anyone than being married to Charlie Sheen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.